We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Resurrection. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians 15:42 to 44, NET. It is the same with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. I have just read from the New English Translation. When the Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead, there were moments when his disciples found it difficult to recognize him until he revealed himself to them. What was different about his resurrected body? Jesus is the first to rise with a glorified body. While others in Scripture were raised from the dead, they returned to the same natural bodies they had before and eventually died again. But Jesus rose with a glorified, heavenly body that cannot age, decay, or die. His resurrected body could relate to both heaven and earth. He could walk among men and eat physical food, yet he was no longer limited by natural laws. After his resurrection, he did not need doors to enter rooms. He appeared and disappeared at will and passed through physical barriers. His glorified body was visible and tangible, yet supernatural. This is the kind of body believers will receive when the Lord returns and the dead in Christ rise first. 1 Corinthians 15:51 to 52. Among the foundational truths of the Christian faith, the resurrection of the dead is often one of the least understood. Yet it is central to our hope. Scripture teaches that believing God raised Jesus from the dead is essential to salvation, Romans 10:9. If Christ has not been raised, our faith would be empty, 1 Corinthians 15:13 to 14. But because he lives, we have the assurance that we too will be raised. The resurrection is not symbolic language. It is a promised reality. It is the moment when the glory of the sons of God will be fully revealed. 1 John 3:2, Romans 8:23. Fixing our hearts on this hope purifies us and empowers us to live holy and purposeful lives now. 1 John 3:3. Go into today remembering that if you remain in Christ, you will experience the resurrection. The weakness of this present body is not your final state. Glory is ahead. Prayer confession. I walk in the power of his resurrection. My future is glorious, my hope is secure, and my life is anchored in eternity. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Jude 1:1. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.